So there's a lot of people that are afraid of ayahuasca. They are afraid that they'll go away and never come back, or they'll have some frightening experience. What would you say to the person who's afraid, having now gone through a couple of nights?
So one of my main recurring themes is fear is not real. I have been told that, but now that I've journeyed twice, I am experiencing that fear is not real. It is all in my head. And the journey in itself makes me have to address the fact that fear isn't real. And since it's all in my head, I need to get out of my own way. And it's very crucial that if I don't walk away with anything else, I need to understand that the only thing that's standing in my way is me. I can understand being fearful of the unknown. I think that's a natural human response.
Right.
When we don't understand or we don't know something, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, oh, I don't want to experience it. But to sit in the medicine, you find out so many things about yourself that you never knew.
Totally agree.
Until you get to the root of whatever it is that you don't know, the potential for fear, which doesn't exist, is going to always be there, and you run the risk of losing yourself in this unreal reality of fear. It would then potentially take you off the course that you are supposed to be here on, simply because, yet again, you're standing in your own.